Jean Carriger of Capstone Marketing. I'm delighted with today's Capstone Conversation with Marcia Liest, who is the newest member of the Association for Accounting Marketing Hall of Fame. Marcia is currently the acquisitions editor for CCH, a Wolters Kluwer business. Prior to that, she was the editor of CPA Practice Management Forum and is now the consulting editor for CPA Practice Management Forum. And prior to joining CCH, Marcia was consulting for several years. So she is an accounting marketing friend from a long time ago. Marcia, congratulations on being inducted into the AIM Hall of Fame.
Thank you. It was very exciting.
How did you feel?
I was absolutely overwhelmed, and if you looked at the pictures, you can see that.
It's always nice when it's a surprise.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Marcia, you've been in our world, you know, for a long time. Tell us from your perspective what you think is the greatest challenge in marketing CPA firms.
I don't know if this is the greatest challenge, but I think it is a very big challenge, and that is the follow-the-leader mentality of a lot of firm leaders. And by that I mean they go to lunch with another managing partner, and they get a new idea, and they think that is the silver bullet that's going to work for them, and that's not necessarily true. And when you are an in-house marketing director or marketing professional at any level, that's very challenging. I know
so,
it was
so
for me.
So it's kind of like them getting the idea of the week, sort of.
The idea of the week, the, you know, special du jour. And it doesn't necessarily gel in the firm, and it doesn't necessarily align with the firm's strategy.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a great point. So in your time, you know, in our industry, in our accounting marketing world, what are the biggest changes that you've noticed over the past 10 years?
Well, I'm very happy to say that I've noticed that marketing is being taken more seriously, and firms of every size recognize the importance of marketing and that they need to do it at whatever level suits their budget and culture, but that they do need to market in order to remain relevant in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a great point. So you've mentioned earlier about, you know, the accounting marketers and how, you know, being an internal accounting marketer can be challenging. What factors or skills do you think enable accounting marketers to be successful?
I think that one of the things that makes marketers successful is the ability to recognize that they can't work with everybody in the firm, that they need to work with the people who want to be worked with.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who just, for whatever reason, don't feel that they can do marketing. There are some people who feel they can only do public speaking or only do writing or only do any of the other things that come into a marketing agenda. And you need to work people's strengths. And I think once a marketer recognizes that, he or she will be much more successful.
Mm-hmm. So what would be your advice? How would a marketer go about doing that, about identifying those strengths or perhaps getting people on board?
I think meeting with people at whatever levels they're working with, be they seniors, because we all need to nurture up-and-coming professionals or partners or managing partners, whoever they're working with, they need to speak with them and just assess their comfort level and work with them to enhance their skills. And if it is publishing, well, get them published. If it's speaking, get them speaking engagements. If it's networking, put them in the right places for whatever is relevant to the firm.
So you really, it sounds like you're really talking about the importance of perhaps coaching the individuals.
I think that's very important. I think coaching and individual marketing plans are very important.
And I imagine that you've seen some firms using those personal marketing plans successfully.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're very successful. And I also think that in some of the most successful firms, One of the differentiators is that they look outside of accounting marketing. They look to the general business environment to see what's going on. They read things like the Harvard Business Review or McKinsey or Gartner or any of those various entities, publications or podcasts or whatever, to get a sense of what's going on in other areas, and then they build on that as well.
Right, that's a great point, 'cause I think sometimes we get stuck focusing so much on accounting marketing that we don't take that bigger look to see what other types of businesses are doing and how we could leverage that.
I agree. I think looking at the big picture is, I think I need a thesaurus when I'm speaking, but I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm, right.
I must have used that word 100 times already.
Well, but we're talking about the big things, and also that are, I mean, there's lots of things that go into being a successful accounting marketer, so it's important to just maybe take that top-level view. What would be your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
I think that accounting marketers need to continue to think strategically and not be pushed into only carrying out the tactical plans that their firm has. I think they need to think about the big picture mm-hmm. and keep promoting themselves as strategic.
Mm-hmm. Right, and demonstrating that they do have the ability to think strategically and to look at the big picture.
Right.
Okay. So what would be your advice for managing partners?
I would ask managing partners to think about the value of their marketers and how they can help the firm design a strategic plan. For example, if the managing partner or the executive team decides to perhaps provide services in a new niche,
mm-hmm.
speaking with the marketer before they do it, having the marketer assess the market and see whether it is in fact viable or just mm-hmm. something, you know, just an idea that won't work for the particular firm. I think just recognizing the value of the marketer's input into those decisions
right.
is the most important advice I could give a managing partner.
Well, I think that goes back to another comment you made earlier about looking at the firm's strategy and making sure that the marketing tactics they are implementing are matched to the overall strategy of the firm.
Correct.
Okay, last question.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your thinking cap. What is your prediction for accounting marketing for the next 5 years?
Okay, my thinking cap is on. I believe that marketing will be more important over the next 5 years. I think as the market contracts with all of the succession that's going on, all of the mergers that are going on, I think marketing and positioning will be more important. And I think that firms that recognize this will ultimately be more successful.
Interesting, because you feel that with fewer firms, the competition is going to be that much more fierce.
Correct. And I also think that some smaller firms will survive being in niche areas or providing specialized services.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be a big firm, but I think the strategic thinking that marketing provides will be vital.
Right. Wonderful. Well, I hope your prediction is right.
I hope so, too.
All right. Marcia, thank you so much for your time today. We've been talking to Marcia Liest from CCH, a Wolters Kluwer business, who was inducted into the Association for Accounting Marketing Hall of Fame at its recent 2011 conference. Marcia, congratulations again.
Thank you. And thank you for the interview, Jean.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.